Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me saying all this stuff at the top of the show means it's my turn to answer some questions from WAMC's very own Ian Pickus. Ian, how are you?
I'm great. My knives are sharpened. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
I don't like the sound of that. Yes, I said start with the word elephant. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell the name of another animal you might see in Africa. What is it?
If you change the H to an O, you can rearrange those letters to spell antelope.
You can indeed do that. All right, I'm ready.
Well, Mike, on November 14th, 1889, the famous journalist and author Nellie Bly, who wrote about stunts and was considered a legendary muckraker of her time, began an attempt to travel around the world in 80 days. She would complete the trip 8 days ahead of schedule. So today's quiz is all about famous journeys.
All right.
John Krakauer wrote Into the Wild about Chris McCandless, who famously left everything behind and journeyed to the wilderness, but starved and died at age 24 in 1992. In which state did he die? And as a hint, he had not necessarily anticipated the harshness of the winter.
He didn't anticipate that the Alaska winter would be a harsh one?
That's right. And in fact, Krakauer has returned again and again to this story and published a 2013 New Yorker article contending that McCandless probably poisoned himself by eating forage seeds that were poisonous. Number two, one of the best-loved Apple II computer games, which video game sent pioneers in a covered wagon from Independence, Missouri to the Willamette Valley, during which they faced disease, thieves, and whitewater rapids?
I am proud to say that I do believe I have never died of dysentery in the Oregon Trail.
Good for you.
Although I do want the t-shirt that says that.
Number three, they never had a public radio quiz show, but which pair explored the new lands acquired under the Louisiana Purchase of 1803 between the years of 1804 to 1806?
That was Lewis and Clark.
That's right, Lewis and Clark, and they were not the only expedition commissioned by President Jefferson, but the one best remembered today. Mm-hmm. Although thousands of people have already applied with companies hoping to complete the journey, the BBC recently reported 13-year-old Alyssa Carson of Baton Rouge, who's completed three NASA space camps, is hoping to become the first person to travel where?
To Mars.
That's right. And finally,
yay.
Consisting of many impressions and gourmet meals, what's the name of the feature film featuring Brits Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan playing somewhat fictional versions of themselves, which began as a BBC miniseries?
Oh, is it just called The Trip?
It is called The Trip, and yeah. It was followed by a sequel this year called The Trip to Italy. Well, Mike's journey to the center of the trivia earth is complete. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can trek on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit this first leg of Ian's questions or to look at the extra credit lap of the show this week or this challenge. Ian.
Start with the location Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen became the first to reach in 1911. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a 5-letter word for a thing that can be built and a 4-letter word for a place where it might be built. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, get to work on that challenge and we'll be back this same time next week.
We'll see you then.
Thank you.